Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for coming and joining us for this wonderful opportunity to glorify the Supreme Lord.
Hvala vam što ste došli da sudjelujete u ovoj prilici da slavimo svevišnjeg gospodina.
So we'll be reading from one scripture entitled Bhagavad Gita as it is, translated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement worldwide.
Čitat ćemo iz Bhagavad Gita kakva jeste, jedan spis koji je napisao Šla Prabhupada, on je osnivač našeg pokreta Hare Krishna diljem svijeta.
Bhagavad Gita literally means the song of God.
Bhagavad Gita doslovno znači pjesma Boga.
It is actually spoken by the Supreme Lord 5,000 years ago in a place called India.
Nju je pred 5000 godina izgovorio svevišnji gospodin na mjestu zvanom Indija.
It teaches the philosophical principles of the relationship between the Lord and the living beings.
Podučava nas filozofskim načelima odnosa između svevišnjeg gospodina i živih bića.
And it deals mostly with five subject matters: who is God?
A bavi se uglavnom sa pet tema, to su tko je Bog?
Who are we? What is our actual identity?
Tko smo mi, odnosno što je naš pravi identitet?
Beyond this material body.
Iznad ovog materijalnog tijela.
What is this material world? How does it work?
Što je ovaj materijalni svijet, kako on funkcionira?
What is time? The influence of time.
Što je vrijeme i kakav je utjecaj vremena?
And what is karma or activities?
Te što je karma, odnosno djelatnost.
And how activities affect our destination.
Te kako djelatnosti utječu na naše odredište.
So I'll be reading from one verse from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Ja ću čitati jedan stih iz drugog poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
The chapter is entitled that the summarization of the Gita.
Ovo poglavlje nosi naslov sažet pregled sadržaja Gite.
And we begin by glorifying the Lord by chanting one beautiful prayer for auspiciousness in everything we perform.
Počećemo slaveći gospodina recitirajući jednu predivnu molitvu tako da imamo povoljnost u svemu što radimo.
Please repeat after me. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is chapter 2, verse number 59. Visayan vinivartante niharasya dehinam rasavarjam rasopyasya param drisva nivartante. Translation. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remain. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, one is fixed in higher consciousness. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, prijevod stiha. Utjelovljena se duša može se uzdržavati od osjetilnog uživanja, premda i dalje osjeća privlačnost prema predmetima osjetila. Ali ako okusi uzvišeniju draž, odbacuje takve sklonosti i biva utemeljena u postojanoj svjesnosti. Smisao. Onaj tko nije utemeljen na transcendentalnoj razini, ne može se odreći osjetilna uživanja. Proces uzdržavanja od osjetilnog uživanja, slijeđenjem pravila i propisa, nalikuje se uzdržavanju bolesnika kojem je zabranjena određena vrsta hrane. Bolesnik ne voli takva ograničenja, niti gubi ukus za hranu. Slično tome, suzdržavanje od osjetilnog uživanja slijeđenjem nekog duhovnog procesa poput aštanga joge, koja se sastoji od jame, nijame, asane, pranajame, pratyahare, dharane, dhyane itd., preporučuje se manje inteligentnim osobama koje nemaju više znanja. Ali onaj tko je tijekom svoga napredovanja u svjesnosti Krišne doživio ljepotu svevišnjeg gospodina Krišne, ne osjeća više privlačnost prema mrtvim materijalnim stvarima. Ograničenja su stoga namijenjena manje inteligentnim početnicima u duhovnom životu. Takva su ograničenja korisna sve dok osoba ne razvije ukus za svjesnost Krišne. Kada postane istinski svjesna Krišne, samim tim gubi ukus za blijede stvari.
So this verse is explaining one very essential principle.
Ovaj stih objašnjava jedno vrlo suštinsko načelo.
Which is based on the principle of the goal of life.
Koje se temelji na načelu cilja života.
Sometimes we ask, what is the goal of life?
Ponekad pitamo, što je cilj života?
What is the purpose of life anyway?
Koja je svrha života?
Good question, huh?
To je dobro pitanje, zar ne?
This is a simple answer.
Postoji jednostavan odgovor.
The purpose of life is to experience pleasure.
Svrha života je iskusiti zadovoljstvo.
That is actually the goal. Everyone is looking for pleasure.
To je stvari cilj, jer svatko traga za zadovoljstvom.
The question is, there's two questions.
Pitanje jest, u stvari postoje dva pitanja.
What is pleasure?
Što je zadovoljstvo?
And what it, where to find it?
I gdje se ono može naći?
Because everyone is looking for pleasure.
Jer svi tragaju za zadovoljstvom.
And everything, practically everyone does, is they're trying to experience happiness, satisfaction, peace, pleasure.
I sve što u stvari bilo tko radi je da pokušavaju iskusiti sreću, zadovoljstvo, mir.
But we find, although everyone understands to be happy, to experience pleasure is what I should have, many people, practically most people, don't experience that.
No vidimo da iako ono što svi žele da iskuse zadovoljstvo i sreću,
they get something
puno
different.
Ljudi, odnosno većina, ne uspijeva u tome.
Therefore, we have to know what is pleasure before we can understand how to get it.
Stoga prije nego što shvatimo kako da dođemo do zadovoljstva, moramo znati što je to zadovoljstvo.
If you don't know what something is, then you really don't know how to get it.
Ako ne znate,
first of all, you have to identify the object.
Što je nešto, onda kako ćete znati kako to uopće dobiti? Morate prvo identificirati taj predmet.
People in this world think that pleasure means to satisfy the senses.
Ljudi ovoga svijeta misle da zadovoljstvo znači zadovoljiti osjetila.
To satisfy the mind.
Odnosno zadovoljiti um.
Or to satisfy the intelligence.
Odnosno zadovoljiti inteligenciju.
Actually, these are different forms of happiness or pleasure.
To u stvari jesu različiti oblici sreće ili zadovoljstva.
There's some happiness in satisfying the senses.
Postoji neka sreća u zadovoljavanju osjetila.
When the senses come in contact with the objects of the senses, there's some relief from suffering and some slight bit of pleasure.
Kada osjetila dođu u kontakt sa predmetima osjetila, postoji neko olakšanje od patnje i malo zadovoljstva.
And generally people think that this is actually real happiness or pleasure.
I općenito ljudi misle da je to prava sreća, odnosno zadovoljstvo.
We find that although everyone is doing that,
no vidimo da iako to svi rade,
not too many people are happy.
Nije baš da ih je puno sretno.
For some reason.
Iz nekog razloga.
Something's wrong.
Nešto tu nije u redu.
And then a little higher of that pleasure is the pleasure of the mind.
Malo iznad toga zadovoljstva je zadovoljstvo uma.
Through philosophy,
putem filozofije,
through some kind of a mental experience, one is looking for pleasure.
Kroz neku vrst mentalnog iskustva osoba traga za zadovoljstvom.
So people trying to give the mind pleasure.
Tako ljudi pokušavaju pružiti zadovoljstvo umu.
And that's going on.
To se odvija.
But still, we see in the world today that one of the biggest problems is people are depressed.
No ipak vidimo jedan od glavnih problema danas u svijetu da su ljudi potišteni.
It's practically one of the major diseases in the world is mental diseases or depression.
Praktički jedna od glavnih bolesti danas u svijetu to su mentalne bolesti, odnosno potištenost.
Why is that?
Zašto je to tako?
Probably people don't know how to experience mental pleasure.
Vjerojatno ljudi i ne znaju više kako iskusiti mentalno zadovoljstvo.
Then a little higher than mental pleasure is intellectual pleasure.
Malo iznad mentalnog zadovoljstva je onda intelektualno zadovoljstvo.
To be a great scholar.
Biti veliki učenjak.
To be a great orator.
Biti veliki govornik.
To be famous for having great amounts of knowledge.
Biti slavan zbog puno znanja.
And using one's intellect to solve so many difficult problems.
Koristeći svoj intelekt da
riješimo
razne probleme.
Of that.
Ljudi na taj način postaju slavni.
They win Nobel prizes.
Oni osvajaju Nobelove nagrade.
They achieve so many types of awards.
Puno nagrada različitih osvaja.
That's a lot higher than sensual pleasure or mental pleasure. It's intellectual pleasure.
Puno uzvišenije nego osjetilno zadovoljstvo, odnosno mentalno zadovoljstvo.
Although that's going on, Many people who have had that experience, they're still not happy.
No, vidimo da iako se i to događa, mnogi ljudi koji su doživjeli to iskustvo i dalje nisu sretni.
So sensual pleasure, mental pleasure, intellectual pleasure. What is the nature of that pleasure?
Znači, osjetilno zadovoljstvo, pa umno zadovoljstvo, intelektualno zadovoljstvo. Koja je priroda tog zadovoljstva?
It's connected with the body.
Ono je povezano s tijelom.
It's connected with what we say the facilities of the day-to-day life in this world.
Ono je povezano s onim što zovemo pogodnosti svakodnevnog života ovoga svijeta.
But there is a higher pleasure.
No, postoji više zadovoljstva.
And that's the pleasure of the soul.
A to je zadovoljstvo duše.
The soul is by nature what we say pleasurable.
Duša je po prirodi puna zadovoljstva.
What is the soul?
You
might
ask,
what is the soul?
Što je duša? Možemo se zapitati.
Are we our body?
Da li smo mi ovo tijelo?
Are we our mind?
Da li smo mi um?
If we are our body and our mind, then whatever happens to our body and our mind happens to us.
Ako smo mi ovo tijelo i um, onda što god se desi njima, to se događa nama.
But actually we can see that what's happening to our body and mind, we're experiencing as the witness to that activity. We're seeing our minds having this experience, our bodies having this experience. But who are we?
No, u stvari možemo vidjeti da dok se nešto događa tijelu i umu, mi smo tu poput svjedoka, mi vidimo kroz što oni prolaze, što im se događa.
I could give you a little simple exercise.
Mogu vam dati jednu malu vježbu.
Would you like to do an exercise?
Ili želite jednu malu vježbu?
Not yoga exercise.
To nije yoga vježba.
But simple, little, practical, philosophical exercise.
To je mala filozofska vježba.
You ready?
Praktična.
This is so easy.
Ovo je tako lako.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to point to different parts of your body.
Eto, zamolit ću vas da uprete prstom u različite dijelove svog tijela.
Point to your arm.
Uprite prstom u svoju ruku.
Point to your leg.
U nogu.
Point to your ear.
U uho.
Point to your cheek.
U obraz.
Point to your feet.
U stopala.
Point to your head.
U glavu.
Point to you.
A sad pokažite prstom u sebe.
That's your chest, that's not you.
To su vam grudi, to niste vi.
Where are you?
A gdje ste vi?
You're lost.
Izgubljeni
ste. You can't find yourself.
Ne možete se pronaći.
Are you a combination of ear, nose, eyes, legs, arms and so many other things?
Da li ste vi kombinacija ušiju, nosa, ruku, nogu i toliko drugih stvari?
It's not a very, what we say, lofty understanding of who you are.
To baš i nije neko razumijevanje onoga što vi jeste.
Actually, you are the what we say the consciousness that exists within this body.
U stvari vi ste ta svjesnost koja postoji unutar ovog tijela. To je ono što vi jeste.
Do we see with the eyes?
Da li mi vidimo očima?
Do the eyes see?
Da li oči vide?
Or do you see?
Ili vi vidite?
Do you hear with the ears?
Jel čujete pomoć ušiju?
Do the ears hear?
Da li uši čuju?
Or do you hear with the ears?
Ili vi čujete pomoć ušiju?
If there's nobody home, then your ears and your eyes can't do anything.
Ako nema nikoga kod kuće,
there has to be somebody there to see.
Vaše oči i uši su
beskorisne.
Tu neko mora biti da vidi, da čuje.
Somebody to experience.
Da doživi.
So the parts of the body are simply machines.
Znači ti dijelovi tijela su jednostavno strojevi.
In order for us to experience existence or life.
I služe tome da bismo mi iskusili postojanje, odnosno život.
Scriptures say actually your consciousness.
Spisi kažu stvari vi ste svjesnost.
And consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
A svjesnost je simptom duše.
So all living beings are actually spiritual beings.
Tako stvari sva živa bića su duhovna bića.
We are a spiritual particle existing within our body that gives this body life.
Mi smo duhovna čestica koja postoji unutar tijela i koja daje život tijelu.
And that spiritual particle is by nature joyful.
A ta duhovna čestica je po prirodi radosna.
The scriptures explain that the soul is eternal. That means it was never born and never dies.
Spisi objašnjavaju da je duša vječna, to znači da se nikada ne rađa i nikad ne umire.
Can you experience or do you know anyone who was never born and never die?
Da li vi to možete iskusiti ili znate nekoga ko nikad nije umro, nikad se nije rodio?
You can't experience that because everything in this world comes into being at a certain time and at certain time ends.
U ovome svijetu to ne možete iskusiti jer sve na ovome svijetu nastaje u neko vrijeme, a onda isto tako nestaje.
That's the nature of the body. That's the nature of everything in this world.
To je priroda svega na ovome svijetu.
But we don't want to die.
No, mi ne želimo umrijeti.
Why don't we want to die?
Zašto ne želimo umrijeti?
Because we don't die.
Zato što ne umiremo.
This body dies.
Ovo tijelo umire.
The soul does not die.
Duša ne umire.
The soul is eternal.
Duša vječna.
Full of knowledge.
Puna znanja.
And full of joy.
I puna radosti.
The soul is part of God.
Duša je dio Boga.
And therefore, when we try to find pleasure through the soul, we actually experience real pleasure.
I stoga kad pokušavamo pronaći zadovoljstvo putem duše, onda zaista nalazimo zadovoljstvo.
To find pleasure through the body means to find a little bit of relief from suffering, and then after some time, it's gone.
Zadovoljstvo putem tijela znači da donekle samo u malom dijelu se olakšamo od patnji, i onda je to uskoro također to prođe.
Real pleasure is on the spiritual platform.
Znači pravo zadovoljstvo na duhovnoj razini.
And what we experience as pleasure on this platform is simply maintaining the body in order for it to go on from day to day. That's all.
A ono što nalazimo kao zadovoljstvo na ovoj razini, to je jednostavno održavanje tijela iz dana u dan kako bi ono moglo nastaviti funkcionirati.
We eat. If we don't eat, then the body cannot nourish.
Mi jedemo, jedemo zašto? Zato što ako ne jedemo, onda tijelo se ne može hraniti.
But there's some pleasure to eating?
Ima nekog zadovoljstva u jedenju, naravno.
Do we live simply to eat?
No, da li mi živimo sami da bismo jeli?
No, ne. We eat simply to live.
Mi jedemo da bismo jednostavno živjeli.
It's the other way around.
Znači to je obrnuto.
So, do we experience relationships and find pleasure in that as the ultimate principle of happiness?
Znači, da li mi imamo iskustvo u odnosima, da li je to naš krajnji vid zadovoljstva?
These are necessary in order to maintain family.
Odnosi su nužni da bismo održavali obitelji.
And also to experience some kind of happiness.
I da bismo iskusili neku vrstu sreće.
But we see it's very small.
No, vidimo da je to jako malo
very
sreća.
Very simple drop of little pleasure that comes from time to time.
Jednostavno,
but most
malo
of the time, it's just hard work.
Zadovoljstva koja se pojavi s vremena na vrijeme, ali uglavnom to je samo težak rad.
So the body is not a source of pleasure.
Znači, tijelo nije izvor zadovoljstva.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita.
He uses the word dukalayam asastratam.
On koristi frazu dukalayam asastratam.
Dukalayam means miserable. And asashvatam means temporary.
Dukalayam znači bjedno, a asashvatam privremeno.
He explains that everything in this world is temporary and it ends in misery.
On objašnjava da je sve na ovom svijetu prolazno i da završava bjedno.
As long as one lives on the bodily platform, they are destined to suffer.
Dokle god osoba živi na tjelesnoj razini, njemu je predodređeno da pati.
Guess what? No one likes to suffer. Everyone wants pleasure.
No.
Everyone wants happiness. Everyone wants success in life. But everyone is getting something different.
No, nitko ne želi patiti. Svi žele sreću, svi žele zadovoljstvo, žele uspjeh u životu, ali svi pate.
So how to find real success? Come to the spiritual platform.
Ali kako dolazimo do pravoga uspjeha?
Come to the platform of reality. On the spiritual platform, there is no suffering. There is no misery.
To je razina stvarnosti,
there is no anxiety.
Tu nema patnje,
there is no loss.
Nema tjeskobe, nema gubitka.
On the spiritual platform, everything is always becoming better.
Sve se uvijek poboljšava.
The more you come in contact with your spiritual nature,
što više dođete u dodir
coming
sa svojom duhovnom prirodom,
with the source of your spiritual nature,
dolazeći u dodir sa izvorom te duhovne prirode,
in order to come in contact with our soul,
kako bismo došli
we have to come in contact
moramo
with something that reveals our spiritual
što nam
nature.
Našu duhovnu prirodu.
Although we're the soul, we can't experience
duša,
that.
Mi ne možemo to iskusiti.
We know I'm a spirit
mi
entity,
znamo,
but how to awaken my spiritual
kako
nature?
Probuditi
how to do
prirodu,
it?
Kako to učiniti?
Just like if you want to get warm.
Kao na primjer ako se želite zagrijati.
If you just think.
Ako samo razmišljate toplo.
I want to be warm.
Želim da mi je toplo.
Or I want to be cold because
ili želim
hot,
da mi je hladno
now.
Pošto je sad vruće.
If you think cold, you won't be
ako mislite hladno, neće vam biti hladno.
You can't simply meditate on something you want to be.
Ne možete samo meditirati na nešto što želite biti.
You have to come in contact with that object that brings that out of you.
koji to iz vas iznosi.
So God is the source of all auspiciousness. He's the source of pleasure, he's the source of knowledge.
Bog je izvor sve
povoljnosti. He's the source of unlimited amounts of joy.
Neograničenih količina radosti.
Just like when you come in contact with fire, you get warm.
Kao kad dođete u dodir s vatrom,
come in contact with the cold the cold weather, you can become cold.
Dođete u dodir sa hladnim vremenom, postane vam
hladno. So when you come in contact with God,
dođete u dodir s Bogom,
you actually experience real pleasure.
Onda možete iskusiti pravo
zadovoljstvo. So that is the spiritual process. How to come in contact with the source of all pleasure.
S izvorom sveg zadovoljstva.
Because in and of ourselves,
we can't
do anything without higher power.
Bez više sile.
Just like we're trying to live from day to day.
Mi pokušamo živjeti iz dana u dan.
And we have to breathe.
I moramo disati.
And you have nice lungs.
Imamo dobra pluća.
But if there's no air,
no, ako nema zraka,
what can your lungs do?
Šta ta pluća mogu učiniti?
You need air.
Treba vam zrak.
Can you manufacture the air?
Ja, možete proizvesti zrak? Ne
možete. Air is coming from outside of you.
Zrak dolazi izvan vas.
Or can we manufacture food?
Možemo li proizvesti hranu?
No, where's the food coming from?
Odakle dolazi hrana?
It's coming from nature.
Dolazi od prirode.
Then you say, whose nature?
Onda kažemo, od čije prirode?
Then we have to say, mother nature.
Moramo reći, majka priroda.
Then who is father?
A ko je onda otac?
Yeah, so wherever there's mother, there's father.
Gdje god postoje majka, postoje otac.
That's an absolute principle.
To je jedan apsolutni načelo.
So everything that we aspire for,
znači,
can be found in connection with the source.
Se može naći u odnosu sa izvorom.
And we say that source is God or Krishna.
A mi kažemo da taj izvor Bog, odnosno Krishna.
So by coming in contact with Krishna,
znači, dolazeći u dodir s Krishnom,
one achieves real pleasure,
osoba
real
postiže
happiness.
That pravo zadovoljstvo i pravu sreću.
That happiness that's not dependent on something outside.
O nečemu izvanjskom.
Right? Because in this world,
jer u ovom svijetu,
if things go right, you
ako stvari idu kako treba, dobro se osjećamo.
And things go wrong,
ako stvari
you don't feel so
krivo,
happy, right?
Onda nismo baš sretni.
So everything depends on a situation.
Znači, sve ovisi o situaciji.
But spiritual pleasure,
no,
doesn't depend on anything.
Ne zavisi od ničega.
One can be in a very difficult
osoba
position.
Može biti u vrlo teškom
and
položaju.
And still be happy.
A i dalje biti sretna.
And one can be in a very, what we say, not so good position and be miserable.
I u nekom boljem položaju,
one can be in a good position and be miserable.
U dobrom položaju, a bijedno se osjećati.
So, but when we're in contact with God, whether the situation
Bogom,
is good outside of us or not,
onda bez obzira da li vanjska situacija
happy.
Bila dobra ili ne, mi smo sretni.
So one's happiness on the spiritual platform,
znači, na duhovnoj razini,
is not dependent on material arrangements.
Ne zavisi od
it's
materijalnih
depending on the
uređenja.
Condition of the heart.
Ona zavisi od stanja našeg
srca. When the heart is happy, one is happy.
Jer ako srce sretno, osoba je sretna.
What makes the heart happy?
A što
coming
čini
in contact
sretnim?
With the source, or that is God.
To je kad dođe u dodir sa
izvorom,
sa Bogom.
So one can be in contact with God 24 hours a day.
Osoba može u dodiru s Bogom biti 24 sata
dnevno.
Može osjećati neograničeno zadovoljstvo.
Simply by that contact.
Jednostavno pomoću tog dodira.
How to do that?
Kako to postići?
Simple process.
Postoji jednostavan proces.
We have what is called the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Mi imamo ono što se zove Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Means great.
Maha znači velika.
Mantra.
Mantra.
Man means mind.
Man znači um.
Tra means to release.
Tra znači osloboditi.
So Maha Mantra means the great mantra to
Maha
release
mantra
the mind
znači velika mantra
from the material
koja oslobađa um
to the spiritual.
Od materijalnoga i vodi
simply
ga ka duhovnom.
Simply by chanting Hare Krishna,
znači
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This sound is an incarnation of the Lord.
Ovaj zvuk je inkarnacija Gospodina.
The Lord has incarnated in sound.
Gospodin se inkarnirao u zvuku.
Sometimes we speak about incarnations of God.
Ponekad spominjemo inkarnacije Boga.
And we think in terms of personal appearance.
I razmišljamo kako se to odnosi na njegovo osobno pojavljivanje.
And the Lord does personally appear from time to time on this earth planet.
I on se zaista osobno i pojavljuje na ovome planetu.
But now he's appeared in the sound of his name.
No, on se sada pojavio u zvuku svoga imena.
The name of the Lord is the Lord.
Ime Gospodina jest Gospodin.
The name
Gospodin.
Of the Lord is wholly and totally spiritual.
Je u potpunosti duhovno.
When one chants the names of the Lord, one is associating with God through spiritual sound vibration.
Pjevajući imena Gospodina, osoba se druži sa Gospodinom.
And as one continues to chant
vibraciju, i nastavljajući
and absorbs
pjevati,
himself in chanting,
i zakupljajući
that
se
is called meditation.
To se zove meditacija.
And through meditation, one can experience tremendous amounts of pleasure and happiness and satisfaction and relief from suffering. So this process, it works.
Ovaj proces, on djeluje.
I've been chanting for 34 years
ja now. Sada evo mantram 34 godine.
And I still like it.
I dalje mi se sviđa.
I mean, how many things can you do for 30 some years and still enjoy it?
Koliko
Not
stvari možete
that,
raditi preko 30 godina da i dalje uživate u njima?
It gets better each
A ne samo
year.
To, nego iz godine u godinu mi je sve bolje i bolje.
What in this world, when you come in contact with it, year after year gets better?
Što u ovome svijetu postaje sve bolje iz godine u godinu dok ste u dodiru s tim?
When you come in contact with something in this world, say your girlfriend or your
kad
boyfriend.
Kad dođete u dodiru s nečim u ovome svijetu, na primjer djevojkom, mladićem. Toliko ste sretni
so
neko vrijeme. Sve to tako divno. Opaš u životu, ali nakon nekog vremena umorite se.
You want somebody else.
Želite nekog drugog.
You need some excitement in your life.
Treba malo uzbuđenje.
It loses its taste.
Sve to izgubi
goes down,
okus nakon nekog vremena.
Old.
To zastari, dosadi.
Or if you have some, say, pizza, right? Pizza.
Ili ako imate pizzu, na primjer. Pizza
right,
dobra.
So you eat one piece. Oh,
pojedete
jednu
nice. Pizzu. Oh, to
Give
je
me another
dobro.
Piece.
Daj mi još
Two jedan pieces. Wow, that's
Dva
good.
Komada.
Maybe I'll have
I
three.
I to je dobro. Možda ću i tri pojest.
But no more.
Ali ne više od toga.
I can't eat anymore.
Pun sam
no more
pizza.
Oh, pizza, no!
Ne, samo ne pizza.
This is the nature of this world.
To je priroda
something is nice and after a while
lijepa, nakon nekog vremena,
it gets old, it gets tired,
zastari,
you want something new,
nas,
something different,
nešto novo,
right?
Nešto drugačije.
But chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
napijevajte Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
gets better.
A to postaje sve bolje i bolje.
And better.
I bolje.
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Parimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's nice, huh?
Lepo, zar ne?
We've been doing it for some of us been doing it for 40 years. It gets better.
Neki od nas radi po 40 godina. Postaje sve bolje.
Because it's spiritual.
Jer je duhovno.
Anything spiritual, you never get tired.
Bilo što duhovno vas nikad neće umoriti.
Better and better and better.
Postaje sve bolje i bolje i bolje.
That is the difference between spiritual and material. So we are a spiritual being.
Mi smo duhovno biće.
We are a spiritual being. We are not a material being.
Mi smo duhovno biće, mi nismo materijalno biće.
We live in the body, but we are not the body.
Živimo u tijelu, ali nismo tijelo.
The body has value because the soul lives in the body.
Tijelo ima vrijednost jer je duša u tijelu.
Therefore, the body is important.
I zato je tijelo važno.
When the soul leaves the body, no one cares for the body anymore.
Nikoga više nije briga za tijelo.
The soul gives life to the body.
Duša ona koja daje tijelo.
That's the difference
život.
Between life and
to je razlika
death.
Između života
the
i smrti.
Presence of the soul.
Prisustvo duše.
I love my mother, my father, my friends, my relatives, but when they're no longer alive,
ali kad više nisu živi,
there's no attraction for that person, that body I call
za
mother
tijelo,
and father.
Koje sam nazivao majkom,
the body is still there, but
what's
missing? The soul.
Ali što ono što nedostaje, duša.
So I'm not really loving that body.
Znači, u stvari ne volim
I'm
to
loving
tijelo.
The soul.
Volim dušu.
The soul what gives life.
Dušu
so everyone is actually loving the soul. And not the body. Because you can't love this body because the body has no life without the soul. So when we come to the spiritual platform, we will understand what is real happiness and what is real knowledge, what is real progress. So Krishna says, when you get the higher taste, when you experience spiritual pleasure, then you're no longer attracted to the temporary pleasures that had caused you misery and suffering. This is what this verse is all about.
To je ono što govori ovaj stih.
Okay, thank you very much.
Redu, puno hvala.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Ima li možda neko pitanje?
Anyone would like to ask a question? Any of our guests?
Neko možda od naših gostiju bi htio postaviti neko pitanje. Evo Bhakta Mishra.
Because you're not, if you try to put a square peg in a round hole, it doesn't fit.
Evo Bhakta Mishra pitao kako je Maharaj rekao da postaje sve bolje i bolje iz godine u godinu, duhovna praksa. On kaže da u praksi vidi i neke ljude koji nakon nekog vremena izgube entuzijazam, pomalo odu i tako dalje. Onda kaže Maharaj, ne možete, to je jedna američka uzrečica, staviti nešto kockasto u okruglu rupu.
Yeah. In other words, you have to know and understand that Krishna's name is holy and totally spiritual.
Moramo shvatiti da Krishnino ime je potpuno duhovno.
And when you approach Krishna's name, you're approaching Krishna.
I kada prilazite Krishninom imenu, prilazite Krishna.
So it's not just five letters.
To nije samo pet slova.
It's actually the Supreme Lord in transcendental sound.
To je u stvari svevišnji gospodin u obliku transcendentalnog
so
zvuka.
So if God personally walked into this room,
znači ako bi Bog osobno ušetao u ovu sobu,
would you just tell him, well, just sit over there. You can sit in a corner, there's some space for you.
A, pa sjedi tamo negdje, smjesti se, možeš u čošak negdje.
You would become overwhelmed with devotion, right?
Pa ne, postao bi preplavljen zanosom, zar ne?
You would fan him, and you would offer him nice garlands, and you would
hladio bi ga lepezom, ponudio
offer nice prayers. You get excited,
uputio
right?
Mu molitve, bio bi uzbuđen, zar ne?
So when we chant, we should be enthusiastic.
Znači, kad mi pijamo sveto ime, moramo isto biti entuzijastični.
If we lose our enthusiasm,
ako gubimo svoj polet,
then we will not experience what it means to approach the Lord in His name.
Onda nećemo u stvari iskusiti što to znači prići gospodinu putem njegovog imena.
It's not a material sound.
To nije materijalni zvuk.
Vinnatvam nami namino. The name of Krishna is Krishna. It's not a material
ime
sound.
Ime Krishna jest Krishna. To nije
any condition,
u bilo kakvim okolnostima, to je tako.
Krishna's name is Krishna.
Krishna ime Krishna.
When we chant with that understanding,
sa tim razumijevanjem,
then we will never get tired of
onda
chanting.
Onda se nikad nećemo umoriti od pjevanja.
Okay. Yes.
Da. He's asking why is it so difficult to maintain that favorable attitude for such a long time when one begins the practice. After a while, when he gets a taste, it's no longer difficult. But in the beginning, for many years, one is seen to struggle to maintain the attitude.
I think it's due to understanding and having the proper understanding.
Mislim da to povezano sa pravim shvaćanjem, razumijevanjem.
And also getting the proper association.
I također sa pravim druženjem.
If we associate with spiritual people, then we become spiritualized.
Ukoliko se družimo sa duhovnim osobama, i mi se produhovljavamo.
So we have to take time.
Znači, moramo si dati vremena.
Throughout our week or day to
recimo,
find some
tijekom
association.
Jednog dana, tijekom tjedna, da si nađemo neko društvo.
This world is a very, what we say, it's a difficult life we live.
Na ovome svijetu je težak život koji
There's
živimo.
So many things.
Jako puno stvari.
So many things to do, so many distractions.
Puno stvari koje moramo obaviti, toliko stvari koje nam odvlače pažnju.
So many things going on.
Toliko stvari se stalno odvija.
And so spiritual life is quite simple.
A duhovni život on je jako jednostavan.
We get caught up in all these other things.
Kada se
we actually
upletemo u sve te druge stvari.
We actually forget about the beauty of spiritual life.
Mi stvari zaboravljamo ljepotu duhovnog života.
So if we maintain some appreciation for the Lord's name,
ako državamo to da stav da cijenimo gospodinovo ime,
and we associate with spiritually minded people,
i ako se družimo sa duhovno orijentiranim
we'll
ljudima,
never lose that enthusiasm.
Onda nikad nećemo izgubiti
we'll
taj polet.
Develop that taste.
Mi ćemo razviti taj ukus.
Even if you live in the world,
čak i ako živimo
family and job,
u svijetu recimo gdje
you can still
imamo
become
obitelj,
a great
posao,
devotee of the Lord.
I dalje možemo postati veliki bhakta gospodina.
It's not limited.
To nije ograničeno.
But we have to have that appreciation and understanding what is
Krishna's name. Ali moramo
to
cijeniti i shvatiti što je to Krishnino ime.
and associate with others.
I družiti se sa drugima.
That's why we see we have a program tonight.
Zato,
so everyone
primjer,
comes
ovdje,
together.
Imamo program, svi se okupimo.
And we all associate together.
Svi se međusobno družimo.
We have nice bhajans.
Imamo lijepe bhajane.
Nice discussion. What else here? We have a nice
rasprave,
cultural presentation after my lecture.
Nakon
when all this comes in such a concentrated way, then we can taste all this spiritual life is so nice.
I možemo okusiti kako lijep duhovni život.
So we associate with spiritual people, we
družimo
stay
se
in
duhovnim ljudima
energy.
I na taj način ostajemo u duhovnoj energiji.
As much as possible.
Koliko god je to moguće.
They say,
kažu,
man proposes, God disposes.
Čovjek snuje, Bog odlučuje.
You get what you want.
Dobiješ ono što želiš.
If you want Krishna, you can get him.
Ako želiš Krishnu, možeš ga dobiti.
But if you want something else, you'll
no,
get
ako želiš
that.
Nešto drugo, onda ćeš dobiti to.
Depends what we want.
Zavisi o tome. Što želimo.
Hare Krishna.